Shalom lekol ha'chaverim b'kli ha'olami.
Hello to all of the friends in the world kli. How wonderful it is to see you on the screens. Hello to Zohar from Chicago. I am delighted to be hosting with. We have a few discussions that we would like to discuss about the week and this morning's lesson that we heard now during lesson. What a lesson, right? So how Rav took us from degree to degree, and of course we concluded the lesson with the necessity to disseminate. So Zohar, what do we have today? What are we going to hear?
As usual, we're going to want to discuss a few topics from the morning lesson. We'll read a few excerpts, a quote or two by Rav, ask a few workshop questions, we'll discuss them between us, and open up a few more layers of what we went through today. We'll ask our friends who have gathered together to find friends, that here our friends in the workshop will show the BBKli.1, we'll be able to see where we have friends, where we can join in. We have friends from different groups of Moscow, you can connect together. Our great friends from PT23, we saw them from the beginning, they gathered and they'll be our first focus group. And we also see groups from Israel that can easily join into another room and feel the workshop together. So we're happy our friends from Latin 2 are here also. It would be amazing if we had more Latin group friends here now. But let's get ready for the Shabbat. Let's get ready for a very strong Shabbat that we're going to have, obviously, with what Rav has been giving us the last few days. It's just a sign for what's coming, as we say. So we're ready to get into it, to the connection between us in the next half hour.
Before we start with the excerpt, we would like to remind all of the friends who are in Sviva Tova to enter the galaxy, and whoever finds themselves on their own in the galaxy room, please join another larger group. For example, you can join in Haifa 2, Hebrew speaking, and same for all of the different PT groups. You can also have Zichon in Volga, we can see as a big group for the Russian speakers. We can connect there and to Moscow, and we hope that by the second question we will also have a group of English speakers. Okay, Zohar, it seems like everyone's ready.
So let's start with the first excerpt by the Rabash. The Creator is meticulous with the righteous. The blow that one receives from the Creator, when he takes from him the flavor of the work, by this itself he heals him, because then he has no other way to serve the Creator but with faith above reason. It follows that the blow he received from the Creator, from this itself he can be healed, for otherwise he will remain in separation. By this we understand what our sages said, that by the blows of the Creator he heals. In other words, this is the healing, that he gives him room to work with faith without any support. Also, we should understand what our sages said. The Creator makes a decree, and the righteous revokes it. This means that the Creator makes a decree, taking from him the pleasure of the work. And there is no harsher decree than taking from someone the vitality in the work. But the righteous revokes it, that is, if a person says he wants to work without any reward of vitality and pressure, pleasure, then the decree is revoked in any case. Moreover, now he rises to a higher degree. For now he is in a state of pure faith and is regarded as having no self-interest. From this excerpt, we want to ask the next question. What is the meaning of the Creator commands and the righteous revokes it? What is the meaning of the Creator makes a decree and the righteous one revokes it? So, our friends from PT 23, you will be our focus group. Let's take a few moments, friends.
Okay, I will start with something and you continue. We discover in the vessel of reception, in these empty vessels that have no force to do anything on one's own, and we bless the empty vessels and feel that through the connection we have the appropriate kelim to rise above reason.
Just like that. To continue our dear Raz, really, in these vessels, a need for the Creator is revealed, and that's the most important thing. That is the greatest reward, that we need the Creator, that we, the egoists, can't do anything else without the upper force to come and do His actions.
And the Creator created the evil inclination. That's what He made. The righteous need to fight this decree and to revoke the evil inclination.
Yeah, friends, and by the connection between us, only by the connection between us, we can turn those decrees by the Creator or the evil inclination, as the friend says, to make them into good. That's what we learned this whole last week. How to turn the bad into the good. How those disturbances are not actually disturbances. They are gifts. Blessings. Blessings. Come on, friends.
Yes, we live the next degree, the completeness. Even though in our ego, our kelim, we see darkness, we live in this completeness, in this next degree. We are connected there already. The friends are at this infinite height. And we're all happy because we have the merit to be as one man with one heart. It's a gift that we received from the Creator. Let's continue. Live.
I'll try. I have some problem with the internet here. Maybe that is that a Creator gave us the nature of the will to receive for oneself, and we demand of Him the desire to bestow the other nature. Maybe by this, it's our whole struggle. The Creator decrees the nature of the will to receive, and we're building the will to bestow.
Levon. The righteous justifies the upper decree, and by that, he provokes it. And that's seeing all of the forces that are operating on us as one force, the force of the Creator, that's pushing us towards the purpose of creation. And these states, it's very hard to receive these blows in the will to receive, and that's why there's one solution: to exit our will to receive and be in faith. A righteous will live in his faith. It's a very high quote, but that's what we need to do. We need to exist in this together. Please continue.
It's like the created being tells the creator, you took the pleasure away from me, but I'm using it to make more complicated work and take even more pleasure. Sorry, I can't hear him well. My purpose isn't the pleasure. My purpose is to be connected with the friends. Sorry, he's breaking up.
The Creator always operates according to the blows, according to the development that the Kli needs. And we need to get to El Chishena, the hastening of the times, to get closer to the Creator. And it means that we revoke the decree of the Creator when we want to operate in El Chishena, in the hastening of times.
Okay, חברים, אז אנחנו יודעים ששומעים מהחברים דברים כאלה נהדרים.
So we know that we hear such amazing things from the friends, Zohar, so we want to be always in the Chishena. So we'll go to the next quote by Rav, and we'll present another question to the next focus group, which will be Moscow. Moscow 7. And Rav's quote goes like this. I want to say that it's worth following myself, each one for himself, that he's not just yearning for a good feeling, but he wants to add the darkness in there too, and the sorrow, and all such things during the search. So that way the good feeling will be more delicate, more built out of the correct deficiency. I'll read it quickly again. I just want to say that it's worth following ourselves, myself, each one after his own self, that he's not just yearning for a good feeling, but he wants to add the darkness into there too, the sorrow, all kinds of things like that when he's searching. So the good feeling will be more delicate, built out of the correct deficiency. So the question we want to discuss is, what's the correct way to connect the darkness in order to increase the light? What's the correct way to connect the darkness in order to increase the light? Moscow, you are the focus group, please.
Ну, давайте я начну, раз такая неловкая пауза. Как правильно соединять тьму, чтобы усилить свет? Наверное,
I'll start.
Ну, то, что мы говорили до этого, что важна цель, к чему ты стремишься. И если цель слияния...
Probably what we previously said, that what's important is the goal. To what are we yearning? We desire adhesion with the Creator, the quality of bestowal. And we need to go through all of these parts to get there.
Yeah, we know that the light is only revealed through the darkness. It's hard to find words to say the truth. The question is wonderful, just the answer is kind of emotional. Even, I don't know how to phrase it. Maybe the friend will add.
We can check this only in the unity of the ten. When in our participation we can hold each other. We feel that when we are missing a friend, that when we have this harmonious connection, then everything's perfect.
I think it's all simple. If there's no hunger, there's no pleasure from food. And the hunger is darkness, meaning if there's no feeling of a deficiency, where will the prayer come from? And according to that, the light won't come either.
Ну, мастерство жить, когда все, что дается Творцом, как бы есть возможность вот все,
что... Yeah, it's an expertise to live in this way. And everything that the Creator gives, everything that we see, everything that we feel, we can attribute to Him. And we can get the strength to add in love. And we have this complex system that all of our efforts can be invested in justifying the Creator. Everything that happens is directing us to this one point, to this one place. And we're probably building an even greater system, an even more complex, that all of our requests, all of our despair will fill this sum to the point that we really explode with prayer.
Well,
yes, it turns out that the greatest overcoming is from the state of the darkness. And that's our main field of work. When there is happiness or sense, so what do we need to overcome? We just want to share everything. But in the state of darkness, you want to run and hide that nobody will see me in such a state. A natural response, but we have to overcome such a state, and in every state, drag ourselves into the group and come to the friends and ask for the friends from the Creator to give them the force to overcome and connect all of us into one whole.
Yes, the state of darkness is a state that we need to add in our effort. As it's written, if you do not make the effort and discover, then don't believe. And we need to do this effort together in connecting and changing all of our states toward this one goal. As the friend previously said, that there's none else besides him, and this is our work. That we are building this none else besides him in our work.
Yeah, we need to correct all states together, always. And we also have to follow the connection in the ten and constantly add to that connection. And not to... We always have to bring states... We just have to add to the connection to make sure.
I agree with the friends. They open this in a wonderful way. It's all in a ten. Whoever is in a state of ascent, whoever is in a descent, we overcome the desire that we have that's just personal. And we see them as obstacles, and we combine all of these contrasting differences in order to have a very tasty soup.
So we get a really good soup after all that. That's what our friends from Moscow said. What huge friends we have. It's just a gift. It's a, simply a gift. The friends, show us our friends on the screen there. It's just such a special feeling that to be here towards the Shabbat, such confidence that we're going to do something good together.
This is our soup for the weekend. You can see all of the friends, how wonderful to see Moscow and Zichon and Chavel and PT and all of the world connecting together. We're going to have a wonderful weekend. I'm already excited.
Me too, very much. So we are concentrating this hour today. It's a half hour. So we'll read the last quote by Bala Sulam, Peace in the World. It's this moment where we're thinking of the last generation and our role in the world and dissemination. And Bala Sulam in Peace in the World says the next words. Do not be surprised if I mix together the well-being of a particular collective with the well-being of the whole world. Because indeed we have already come to such a degree where the whole world is considered one collective and one society. That is, because each person in the world draws his life's marrow and livelihood from all the people in the world. He hereby becomes enslaved to serve and care for the well-being of the entire world. Again, don't be surprised if I mix together the well-being of a particular collective with the well-being of the whole world. Because indeed we have come to such a degree where the whole world is considered one collective and one society. That is because each person in the world draws his life's marrow and his livelihood from all the people in the world. He thereby becomes enslaved to serve and care for the well-being of the entire world. So friends, we want to have a discussion between us now in a form of a workshop and discuss Rav's words about this excerpt. He gave us this depiction. We want to speak about it. Let's discuss how the whole world is one ball and each one has one special desire he got from the Creator, so we can pass the light from the Creator to the world. So let's speak about it. The thing that we're like a ball, the world is like a ball. We got a certain gift. The Creator woke us up with some special desire just so we can pass his light to the world. Let's take a few moments, discuss that. And our focus group, Chaim?
Haifa, the great Haifa group.
Please.
There's no such thing as having only good for me. If I want good, I need to care for all the others. If it'll be good for others, then for me it'll also be good.
Yeah, we just have to understand that the correction is Israel who start the correction, i.e. is breaking up. Israel have to bring the light to the whole world.
Yes, we have a very special state that we need to remember and remind each other that everything that we need to do is to implement the wisdom in the unique way that each one can do. that each one of us can pass it through the friends, and not caring to disseminate my wisdom, but to connect and care for the friends to disseminate, so that the friends will have the strength to be included with the 10 in order to disseminate. That the Creator wants to be discovered amongst the friends. Rafael.
Yeah, what Yossi said, it reminds me what Rav once said, that what do I actually want? Do I want to be the bestower, or that my friends will be the bestowers? That's exactly what has to be, that little sesame that just has to be okay in the whole system, no more than that, not to receive more, just to be in such a state.
Yes. We have to implement our duty, that each of us has this importance in the love of friends, and we need to show this importance to the world. We want to be an example of how to love, how to bestow. And by that, bestowing to the whole world through us and having the connection with the Creator in what we build between us and in what we disseminate to the world.
The reason we all got actions for searching for spirituality is that we will be able to serve the Creator and humanity, to be a pipeline to that same light that corrects. And then the light that fills, like Rav said today, and then to all of humanity, it's a role we got. Not only as a burden, but also as a privilege. And eventually we all gain from it, like everybody. To reach a state of equivalence of form, that upper eternal whole force. It's right before us. We have an interesting path.
We have a duty. We have our point in the heart, and we have a special duty to correct the world. We have to do this. And one way to do this is that we need to rise above reason. And our second duty is to disseminate. We need to disseminate to the whole world. We need to do this all together, and we will succeed. Yuli.
Okay, friends. So, our time. What can you do? Half an hour goes away like, how do you say it? Like one blink, you know?
Yes, or, and I think that we have concluded the week very nicely with the whole world clear. We're all ready. As you said at the start of the broadcast, we are ready for the weekend. To come as one kli to the morning lesson, and remember that we have the gathering of friends hosted by the Europeans. We will join them, and we will be happy if broadcast will give us a very connecting, lively song.
Para el hombre seguir solo, si somos dos seguro habrá consuelo. Dos instrumentos tocando en armonía, cantando juntos esta sinfonía. en verano, la mariposa, la luz rauda ha volado, y como el hombre que a casa ha regresado, unos con otros nos hemos conectado. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Busca el nido, a sus pichones quiere alimentar. El mar y el horizonte se han fundido, así yo con mi hermano me de hallar. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará.